Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about the defense of non-denominationalism. Now, in this, I'm not saying that denominations are inherently bad, but I have seen a lot of movements these days. There's a lot of people moving towards like orthodoxy and a lot of people throwing out this talking point of, you know, weird churches that don't align to anything. And the point I want to make here is that I think that for the most part, yeah, there's some weird ones. In fact, there was a church this week that the pastor somewhere, some big non-denominational mega church, the pastor is now defending his multiple wives, pointing to King David as his example. Never mind these many scriptures in the New Testament that tells the person that, you know, to be an elder, you must be the husband of one wife and other things like that. Not to mention, you know, the creation of marriage itself was one man, one woman. But nevertheless, yeah, there are definitely some weirdness out there. But even when you get that type of weirdness, the weirdness of the church of biblically sound person will look at that and go, yeah, that's not right. And they'll leave and they'll find another church. But by and large, the non-denominational churches tend to have a lot better theology. And I want to explain a little bit why. But rather than continue to ramble like I did for the first minute, I am actually going to stick somewhat to my little outline here. And the first point I want to make is some people think that non-denominational churches are just doing what they want. And the problem with this is that a sound non-denominational church, and there are more sound ones than non-sound ones out there, I promise you, it's just the crazy lunatics that make the news. When you have the non-denominational churches, they tie themselves exclusively to what the Bible teaches, not what a denomination teaches. And there can be some differences and some distinctions to that, where some people attending some denominations have never questioned any of the main core denominational teachings. And the true heart of the Christian faith, looking back at the good Bereans, they hear the message and they are encouraged to seek if that is true. And in denominationalism, you are basically said, this is what our denomination believes. And to question that gets you sometimes kicked out of the church. But there are a few key examples of people doing what they want, but for the most part, they are more pure in theology because they do not have constraints of what the Baptist Convention says or the covenant theology teaches or the orthodoxy or the Catholicism. Not that I'm throwing Catholicism in with Christianity necessarily, but just to illustrate the point. Denominations can be blinded by denominational teachings. And here's the thing, you have all these different denominations that teach on some principles, some pretty different things. They can't all be completely right. Now, they may not all be wrong, but they can't all be right at the exact same time. So there may very well be some things in denominational teachings that are not correct. Is it the covenantal teachings that are right, or is it the immersive teachings that are right when you come to baptism? How about what your giving is. Some people, and I've been to churches that will display the Malachi verse while they're passing the offering plates, you know, and you shall not steal from God. Well, is not giving a tithe stealing or not? That is a very good question that we can dig through the scriptures and address. And denominations sometimes get so caught up in those teachings that they will listen to the denominational leaders rather than digging into their scriptures. And as believers, we are called to get all of our source from the scriptures. Now, the second point I have here is that sometimes denominations are blinded to correct doctrine because of traditions. We see this happening a lot more in our current view of the church. Looking at the eschatology, the pre-tribulation rapture is so caught up, particularly in Baptist teachings, that to question that is to question the church itself. Well, there are serious fundamental questions that one can raise with that. Of course, many Presbyterians would take a completely different view of eschatology, and then there's some other things in between. But when denominationalism determines what you believe about baptism, what you believe about the end times, what you believe about giving, when the denominationalism teaches you that rather than the scripture teaches you that, you are the disciple of a church, not a disciple of Christ. And that is something that is we have to stop and think about and stop and question. In fact, in an excellent sermon series on was it 1 Corinthians? I forget exactly the verse. It was the series was called "Examine Yourself." There was a two message series looking at the Lord's Supper from the Corinthian chapters there. And he notes in that sermon series that some people are more dedicated to their denomination than they are dedicated to their scripture. And that's actually something that I've seen working with some denominations and not working with some denominations. I will oftentimes hear people say, in fact, what was that? I was somewhere and somebody just assumed I had been part of the church that was a part of the denomination. You know, like tell me your life story. Oh, you were born and raised in the Presbyterian church. No, actually. But I also understand some of the distinctions. So likewise, this summer when I was having a meeting with a person who was questioning views of Calvinism versus Arminianism, I knew this person came from a Presbyterian church, which tend to be overwhelmingly Calvinistic. And I pointed out that theology to her. And she's like, well, I'm not sure I believe that. Well, at least there's a person that's not just believing what the denomination teaches. That's good. But the problem is that she is now out of fellowship with the teachings of her church and needs correction. And who's to say you need correction if you are taking your thoughts from the Word of God? Now, again, the Word of God, though, people, very good theologians, have come down on both sides of that debate. So we can't sit here on this side of heaven and brand either one of them specifically heretics, but I shouldn't force somebody into a viewpoint because the denomination of their church tells them to do so. So even though I disagree with Arminian viewpoint, at least I'm going to agree it's good that a person is thinking for themselves. And that's what we are called to do as Christians. Let's let the Spirit lead us, because when you are more spiritually directed, you have a lot more focus on what God's interpretation is. And so the third point I had here is that non-denominational churches are usually more sound. And the reason is, by and large, I have found the denominational churches teach a whole lot more expositional preaching. Again, not always, but it's usually the Baptist churches where I go in and I get some sermon series on improving yourself, whereas the non-denominational ones, maybe the Calvary Chapels, they are all, let's open our scriptures, let's exposit this entire chapter, let's talk about what it means. And there is a radical difference. The Presbytery is good in that it has a certain grouping of things that has to teach through on every year, so it prevents them from getting hung up on pet doctrines. I knew one guy at a church that at that time, he always basically, he didn't prepare sermon lessons as much, but he basically ended up coming to church with a few random notes and always effectively preached the exact same sermon. Well, the Presbytery stops that. But it's not specifically what you might call expositional preaching, which I think is the best way to go. Non-denominational churches are also free from denominational constraints. They are not forced into believing a preterist view of eschatology or a pre-tribulation view. They're not forced into believing Calvinism or Arminianism. They're not forced to believe in covenantalism or immersive baptism. They are not forced into either of those by the people before them. They are instead encouraged to gather up their ideas about these things from the scriptures themselves without a denominational viewpoint. And they are free to read the Bible, which when the Spirit enlightens us, is always, they seem to fall in line with unity, which is an interesting point. We want to talk about unity, 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 but denominationalism breaks up the unity, sometimes on major issues, sometimes on minor issues. But what I found traveling the country, visiting hundreds of churches, the non-denominational churches all seem to believe about the same thing, even though there's no central root. Kind of like that was the model that God had intended. I don't believe that God has intended like a Presbyterian Orthodox or a Catholic viewpoint where we have the one central figurehead and then a group. And of course, Presbyterian doesn't have a single figurehead, but having this giant perfect hierarchy and everything comes from top down and bottom. I don't even find that in Acts. Okay. You can argue that, yeah, they went to talk to the apostles, but there was no apostolic setup that said Peter was the first pope. Not there in scripture, nor was the church in Rome the core church. They just happened to go to Jerusalem because that's where the apostles were at, and that basically set in motion the idea of the church councils. And so looking at all of these different functions together, the best thing is to stop thinking in terms of what does your denomination require you to believe. Instead, think better in terms of what does the scripture tell me to believe, with alignment and seeking the Holy Spirit as our teacher and as our counselor. So let me know your thoughts about all that in the comments down below. Thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.